Good morning, everybody. This is Holly Berger of Lightworkers Alliance. Thank you so much for joining me on this meditation call. If you are not on my mailing list, I will put you on my mailing list. It's easy to take yourself off if you're not interested, but I'd love for you to hear about new classes and also to visit my website. There's lots of information online if you're interested. You can go to lightworkersalliance.com, and you can also email me at holly@lightworkersalliance.com. And I'm so grateful for your presence on this call. If you listen to last month's call, April Showers, you'll be able to continue the work that we did. We're going to work some more with water today, and should be about 20 minutes, maybe even a little shorter. Every once in a while I like to do a short meditation for people who don't have a lot of time in the morning or whenever they choose to meditate. So we'll see if we can't get the guides to keep this one to a bare minimum. And again, I'm glad that you are on this call today, joining me with this frequency. All right. So hopefully you are sitting in a straight back chair. I know that's not always comfortable for everybody, but once you get to meditating, it usually works out pretty good. If you're sitting in a straight back chair with your feet flat on the floor, it's wonderful for energy to flow through you and for grounding. I have a special grounding tool today, which is a copper tube. It has two caps on it. It's just a copper tube from the plumbing section of the hardware store, and I filled it with tourmaline. My guides instructed someone to do this in a reading, and I thought, that just sounds fantastic. So sometimes I hold it for grounding, and it's incredible for grounding. Copper, as you probably know, is a great conduit for grounding electricity to the earth, and I just am using this for my own grounding. And I also hold a beautiful quartz crystal. This happens to be a golden healer, one of my favorites, in my straight back chair, of course. And today is May 5th, 2013. Take a deep breath. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy assist us by creating sacred space around each person listening to this call. We ask that our space be created with pure Christ consciousness light, sealing us each off in a sacred bubble of light, sealing us on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. Within these sealed and sacred spaces, we only allow the frequencies of highest light. Christ consciousness light, the highest forms of truth and unconditional love, none other. We ask that all lesser frequencies be vanquished, surrounded with light, carried on to their own highest outworkings, separated from us. And as we release any frequencies no longer serving us, we ask that Source clear all levels and layers of us. We ask for clearing through our mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies, through all fields, levels, layers, bodies, through all time, space, and dimension. As we gratefully offer ourselves in service to the divine, we ask that Source send forth our guides, angels, ascended masters, and all appropriate beings of light for our meditation today. We ask that we be grounded to the core of the earth and connected to our high selves in the I Am presence, each in vast pillars of light. We ask that we be blessed with the violet flame for transmutation today. And again, with our own frequencies of light, our own guides, ascended masters, our guardian angels, our angels, any beings of light that assist us on a daily basis, any deities or ancestors that we work with, again allowing only those that come through the divine channels of the I Am presence and those of Christ consciousness light. They must be both. And with great gratitude, we ask that Source assist us in this meditation today. And we open. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Imagine yourself now on a walk. It's a simple walk. Imagine that you're walking down a path. And if anything comes up on your path today, just tell it, thank you. I'll talk to you later. If there are any animal messengers, tell them, you'll have to come back later. I'm on a mission. Our mission today is to do some clearing work. Therefore, our messages will have to be put aside while we release and clear. They'll come right back when we're done. Imagine yourself on a path. Maybe it's concrete. Maybe it's a dirt path, an earthen path. Maybe it's pebbles, small pebbles that are comfortable for your feet. Maybe it's sand or grass. As you walk along this path, imagine that in front of you is a body of water, a beautiful lake, something very calm. Again, if there are any extra things coming into your vision, tell them thank you. I will talk to you later. So for now, you are walking upon a path towards a body of water. And when you reach the body of water, you will see that there is something that you can sit in. It might be a float or a small boat. It might be a dinghy or a little john boat or a rubber raft. It could be a very comfortable chair for lounging in the pool. There is something there waiting for you. It's very easy for you to climb into this chair or this raft or this boat or whatever it is. You move easily into it and you push yourself away from the edge of the water and begin to float. The water is very clear, and the only thing that you can see when you look down into the water are very small fish. There is nothing else around. The sky is beautiful blue with the sun, with no clouds. When you look in the distance, you may see the edge of the water hitting grass or earth, but allow the trees to be very far back so that you feel very safe. There's nothing around you, just water. Beautiful, calm water that you're floating in. And the water holds you. It doesn't push you around. The current isn't strong. It holds you safe and secure. So you are able to recline and relax. Imagine that this beautiful water lapping up against you very, very gently, holding you very securely. Imagine that it begins to penetrate you, that you feel as if you are one with the water, that it begins to come into your fingers, your toes, right into the boat, but it still keeps you afloat. There's no issues with breathing. There's nothing to be afraid of. Imagine that the water moves in and throughout you. Imagine that it fills your organs, your chakras, and all aspects of your being. Your physical body completely filled with beautiful water. Easy for you to breathe, no panic. Everything is peaceful. Everything is peaceful. Imagine the water moving through you. And imagine it clearing, cleansing, and healing. It's as if it is bubbling through you. You can still have a sense of your physical body reclining in your boat or chair or raft or whatever you're floating on. But the other part of you, the ethereal part of you, your higher mind, your subconscious mind, all the parts of you that aren't aware of the physical are now experiencing water moving through you and beginning to turn into little bubbles. You can sense the cellular movement of this water, and that's as if it's moving into your body and cleansing and clearing and healing. It knows exactly what to do. It is sent to you from the I Am Presence. It's full of light and knowledge. It has wisdom. It knows the divine blueprint of your being. So you allow it to do its work because you sense the pure light around you and you are fearless and limitless. You can still feel your reclining body moving your fingers through the water, but at the same time you feel the inner sense of release. And you allow yourself to lie back and let these bubbles move through you. You let them scrub into your emotions, dive into your pain. You let them move through anything that doesn't serve you any longer and help you to release it. You let this beautiful water bubbling through you help you with any habits, any addictions, any worries. You let the water move through you, dancing and bubbling around, helping you to release anything that interferes with your peace, anything that stops you from creating comfort in your life, anything that blocks your divine experience of joy on this planet. And as these bubbles continue moving through your organs and energy centers, through your blood and bones, through your muscles and tissue, through your skin and hair, as they move through your memories, your past, your present, and your future, beautiful bubbles of light enlightening you, lifting you, as you surrender the need to see what's happening, surrender control, let the light do what it can do, you begin to feel lighter and lighter and lighter. As the light continues to work, you allow all of the things that are lifting and freeing from you to move out into the parameters of your vision. You let them move out, out, out. And as you do this, you know that the violet flame surrounds you now. And you let everything be transmuted in the violet flame. If you forget things, consider it a gift. If you remember something, look at it later. Tell your mind, give this to me later so that I can remember it and work on it later. Let the light help you to release, align, heal, and clear. Continue this beautiful, bubbling, watery feeling as long as you like. You can come back to this feeling all day long if you wish, remembering it. Also remember that as you are cleansing and clearing and healing, you are releasing any restriction that you have put upon yourself to dim your light. You are releasing limitation. You are releasing fear. And as this happens, your natural state of empowerment is becoming more and more comfortable. And you are believing in yourself. You are seeing yourself as the divine light that you are. And you will allow yourself to shine out today and be peaceful and represent the I Am Presence in your physical form as much as you want, as much as is appropriate for you today. So as the light calms down, as you go back to the form reclining upon the water, imagine that your raft or chair or small boat is now moving back toward the shore. And you easily pull it upon the earth and you easily walk upon the path once more. And imagine yourself walking all the way back to your physical body, anchoring into your physical body with this newfound sense of security, safety, this newfound sense of self. Imagine yourself filling your body into your legs and feet down past your toes. Imagine your arms filling with the beautiful light that you are past your hands. Your neck and your head and your torso full of the I Am light that you are. Breathe deeply into this being, into this conscious representation of who you are. This is a being without doubt. This is a being without insecurity. This is a being that understands what people mean when they talk. This is a being that sees fear in other people and understands it, but doesn't obey it. This is a being who knows what the next step is. This is a being who follows his or her intuition. This is a being who has communication with the divine being of light that is their guardian angel, the divine being of light that is their guide or guides. And of course, this is a being that knows and feels full of the I Am Presence, feeling so full and so secure that you know there is no difference. You feel this in your solar plexus, that you are one with the I Am Presence, and that you have chosen an incarnation to have an experience that might seem separate, But someday it will all pull back into one piece of light. So every time you think of yourself as separate, remember this bubbling light and this calm body of water that holds you. Remember that you have abilities that you may have forgotten. Remember that you are a stable and wise person. Remember that your mind serves your heart and that your heart serves your soul. Take a deep breath now as you anchor yourself once again into your physical body. Ask for your guides and angels to assist you in aligning your thoughts and all parts of your day to follow with the currents of light that are with you now, so that you experience pure joy, so that you create wonderful experiences. We are so grateful for the beings of light that have come forth today for this meditation that doesn't take a lot of time, but has a large impact. The more you do it, the deeper you can go, the more you can clear, and the wiser you can become by accessing your own innate intelligence. As we release the beings of light back to their realms of choice, we ask that Source bless them with our gratitude, appreciation, and love. We are so grateful for all that they bring forth, for how they help us in our daily lives, and all that they offer us. We release from each other the Akashic Record connection and the Oversoul connection. As we separate into our own pillars of light, we know that we are still grounded to the core of the earth, connected to the I Am Presence, and representing our chosen incarnations in our chosen bodies with our chosen experiences. And we are grateful that we are not alone. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day. And we release and close. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. This concludes our meditation. I am in great appreciation for the frequencies that you have brought forth for this phone call. And to continue meditating with these frequencies helps all who are aware of them. It helps everyone. Have a beautiful and blessed day, and please feel free to contact me. Again, my email is holly@lightworkersalliance.com. Namaste, everyone.